you guys.
Yeah.
Happy whatever the fuck today is. Tuesday.
Yeah, we're sitting here fucking talking about what it is we're going to make after the show.
It's like, what food are we going to eat?
Pizza or tenderloin or something like that. Look, this is a good movie. Whoever recommended this? Who recommended this?
I can't remember now. Was it you, Danny Rowling, that you might have recommended? But yeah. The weird thing about it is that I had seen this before.
Yeah.
Because when we first started watching it, I was like, oh yeah, this looks really familiar. I think I watched it, because we haven't done a show about the Smurl Haunting, have we?
No, I don't think so.
I don't think we have.
Maybe
I mean,
we ought to do one.
We very well might have.
Yeah.
But so I must have watched it when I was writing about the Smurl, like for my book.
I didn't
so
really
I watched
remember
this a couple yeah so I watched this a couple years back, I think, because some of it, but I'd forgotten a lot of it. I kind of like remembered the details of the case.
It's a made for TV flick. It's free on YouTube. It's worth watching. It's like a good episode of The Haunting without the narrator, and kind of it could tell they tried to kind of do it a little bit like Amityville. It's a low budget flick, but it's well done. Well, a low budget made for TV 90s movie, but it's very linear, very like easy to understand movie, and effective. You know what I mean? It tells you about the case, and is it scary? Kinda. You know,
I mean,
kinda.
It has some creepy shit in it.
It's creepy.
And the thing about it is that I think, and I was watching a couple other people's reviews of this. Now, Danny Rowling said, too bad there's not a physical copy of this film to buy. Yeah, it seemed like there was a DVD, but it's not available. Weirdly, though, I watched a review of this earlier by, I guess it was a British guy. And he had a DVD of it. So I don't know if it was, it looked new. I don't know if it was old or whatever, but I saw it on, it comes up on Amazon and it says there's a DVD, but it says unavailable. And then it comes up on Prime Video, but then it also says that's unavailable too. You can watch it for free on YouTube, but I don't know why. This seems like kind of obscure. I found a couple other horror channels that had covered it, because a lot of people really do seem to like this. Like, as TV horror movies, this is actually like a pretty good one. And I feel like it got like slightly more recognition, because like one guy was saying he considers it part of the Conjuring universe, because it's
Ed and Lorraine Warren,
even though obviously it's not big budget and it's not like the same people playing the Warrens.
Yeah, but it's clearly an effective movie.
But I mean, it's very well done, like for the low budget that it had, and it had like a lot of really good recognizable actors in it.
Yeah,
you know what I mean, which is kind of crazy.
I liked it. It was almost kind of like you could tell that they were trying to do it along the lines of Amityville.
Yeah,
and this is before the Haunting series, and it feels a lot like the Haunting series, but like I said, without the narration.
This is essentially like maybe a slightly higher budget like version of a Haunting.
Yeah, even
but
though,
with actors that you recognize.
Yeah, even though the Haunting came from the digital era, and just the way the Haunting looked and the special effects, I would say probably were better. But it didn't matter. You just watch the movie, and it kind of draws you into it, because it's claiming to be a real case, and watching it, it did kind of feel like it was a real case. You know, having been involved in one myself, just the way the characters acted, I was like, yeah, that's kind of like the way we kind of were when we saw shit like that. But so it's credible. It's fun. And I think the credibility of it kind of lends to the creepiness.
But it's like, got some cheesy elements
it does.
To it.
They
but,
all do.
But that's okay. I mean, like I said, it's 1991, for Christ's sake.
Right.
And it's a TV movie.
Right. And when Hollywood and TV people get involved, they're going to have that shit go over the top. And they went, well, what are we going to do for the big ending, you know? And it has like two big endings, one after the other, actually, I guess you could say. But it's good. It's good. It's a good movie. I like it.
I mean, it's based on the book that the Smurl family wrote with the Warrens. So
man,
it's kind of like following. Yeah, what?
The Smurls. I think we did this.
Maybe we did, because like I said, I know that I watched this movie for a reason.
Yeah.
So it was either because we did a show about it and I was doing it for research purposes, or I watched it when I was writing about the case for my book, yeah. which is also for
people that follow the show know more about the show than we do.
Well, because we've done so many
that we get
that I lose track.
Yeah.
Well, and the thing about it too is that, especially with the paranormal cases, like I wrote about a lot of cases,
yeah.
so a lot of times I'm like, wait, did I just write about that?
Yeah, they start to blur.
Or did we do a show about it as well?
Right.
And then the same thing too happened when I started writing like my Faceless Villain books, because I was like, oh, well, did I just write about that murder case, or did we do a show about
right.
it?
Right, I get confused too, and a lot of them are kind of samey.
So I get confused, yeah.
A lot of them kind of have are a little bit samey sometimes. But if we haven't done this one, then drop it in the comments section, and we'll do a show on it.
Yeah.
I think we did a show on it, but I don't know. We'll see.
Zach said, I think this movie was good enough Sally Kirkland won an Emmy for it. No, she was actually nominated for a Golden Globe, though, but she didn't win. But yeah, she was nominated for a Golden Globe. So Sally Kirkland, I recognize pretty much every actor in this.
Yeah.
Even one of the little kids, like one of the little girls, I'm pretty sure that was the same little girl that was in the Monster Squad, if I'm not mistaken. But yeah, like Sally Kirkland was in this, who was in a fuck ton of stuff. I didn't know this, but I looked her up earlier just because I was curious. She was actually like a big member of Andy Warhol's factory, like back in the day. And she was in a fuck ton of stuff. She was in Two Evil Eyes, that Dario Argento slash George Romero.
Zach liked this.
He JFK.
Said, Zach thought this was a cool movie. He died laughing at the part where the neighbors were outside the house to listen to the stock horror. Yeah, yeah, yeah.
I know. That's
pretty, yeah.
What the it's fuck fun. Is going on in
yeah,
there?
Yeah. All the lights shining.
And then they go, like horrible screams. I thought that was like, even though I recognized those as like stock, you know, audio library screams, I was just like, I still thought that was like pretty creepy.
Yeah.
I mean, we were like making jokes about it, but not as much. It's not the cheesiest thing I've ever seen. It's actually, some of it was like really creepy. Some of the creepiest shit I thought was some of the stuff that didn't even have special effects. Like the part where she's going down in the basement, like to do her laundry or whatever, and she hears what she thinks is her mother-in-law, like calling her name. Over and over, like in that like weird flat tone, and then it's like right by her ear and stuff like that. That was actually like kind of spooky.
Yeah.
And where she hears like the water running in the tub, and then she goes up there and there's nothing there. It's like so little shit like that I thought was kind of creepier than. I mean, she does see like apparitions, and then like it kind of goes crazy later where she just gets. She levitates out of bed, and then like she gets thrown around the room.
Yeah.
Like
Danny
that.
Says, this movie is simple yet effective. I would agree.
Now, the only thing I'm going to ding it for is, if you don't know, the Smurl case had some rapey-ass ghosts, right?
Yeah.
So so there's one scene where Jack Smurl gets sexually assaulted by a female ghost, demon, whatever the fuck, or something that looks like that. And the scene is like, she kind of looks like a normal, well, she throws him across the room first, like into a chair, which is kind of hilarious. But then, like, she like straddles him and starts doing her thing. And she looks like a regular girl at first, just like a little bit, like her teeth are kind of fucked up and she looks like a little bit crazy. But then, like, it starts flashing to
a man in a wig.
Like, essentially, like a man
in
a wig.
It is a man in a wig, yeah.
Like a big dude. Like, so it's supposed to be this scary, like, he's supposed to look like a hag, I guess, or something like that. And so that's, like, kind of funny. So I kind of wish they hadn't done that.
Well, I think it's what he thought, though.
Yeah. I was like, this...
I liked it. I thought it was fucking hilarious.
It was hilarious, but that's probably, like, not...
Well, I thought it was hilarious because fucking, like, I'd be resisting that shit, too. Big fat man in a wig fucking trying to fuck you.
Yeah.
I was fucking laughing. I was
big fat ghost man in a wig.
Yeah, yeah.
Yeah, it was like a gray, like a witch wig or something.
It like, didn't matter. It was like a like
yeah. Danny Rowland said it was a succubus. That's essentially
it's like a succubus,
what it was
trying
to do.
It was Moon Zombie with a fucking another 200 pounds of fat on her. big old fake
Sherry Moon Zombie.
Yeah, Sherry Moon Zombie with fucking 200 pounds on her and a fucking wig and shit. Yeah, after her sex change.
Well, see, the thing about it though is that. Like, the real case, I knew, like, a little bit. I can't remember, like, all the exact details, but I think they left a few things out of the movie because I think that not only... They left in, like, him getting sexually assaulted by the demon, but apparently some of the other family members were as well. I think the only time that they kind of hinted at that was when Janet was in bed and she, like, the guy was, like, grabbing her, like, thigh. Like, you couldn't see anything. You could just see, like, finger marks. And so they kind of hinted that there was, like, a hand coming up the thing. But they didn't, like, show... And I think some of the girls were, too. Another thing they left out was that they said that it threw their dog against the wall, like, several times. And I don't think the family in the movie didn't have a dog, did they?
Not that I remember.
Yeah, so maybe they were just like, yeah, we're just, maybe they were like me, and they were just like, we can fuck up all the people. We're just not involving a dog in this situation.
We're not going to abuse a dog for the sake of the movie.
I mean, you know, good for them. Well, maybe they thought it would be too hard. It's like, well, obviously we can't, like, throw a fucking dog against the wall and... You know what I mean? And maybe they just thought it was too much trouble.
People are in there saying that they haven't seen this movie, now they're going to watch it. And people saying, oh, I saw this movie. It was fucking hilarious. It was fucking good. I didn't expect it to be good. Yeah, it's a good movie. It's free on YouTube, and it's good.
It's very, very decent. And like I said, if you're into a haunting and if you're into like real poltergeist shit, this is supposedly, I don't know if this story's true or not, but...
It rings true with me. Or at least parts of it do. The way it builds up. Kind of like Poltergeist Case.
And, I mean, the
Warrens were involved, and they exaggerate shit.
That's what I'm saying. So, it's just kind of like... And the thing about it, too, I kind of like that it goes into... Because, what happens... It happened in Pennsylvania, in West Pittston. And you have Jack and Janet Smurl. They got a bunch of kids. I think they had four daughters. They ended up having four daughters. I think they had two, and then they moved into the house, and they had two later on. So it starts in 1974. They moved into... It's like a duplex. Like, I've seen pictures of the real house. It's like a duplex, and Jack's mom and dad, who were somewhat elderly, like, lived in one side of the duplex, and then their family lived in the other side of the duplex. And, like, at first it was just kind of, like, little shit, right? It was just kind of, like, I think the first thing that happened was she kept hearing voices, but then he was working on the pipes or some shit like that, and... He was like, had a hammer, and then like he turned around and the hammer was gone. And he's like, what the fuck? Like, where did it go? Yeah. And asking around. And then like later on he comes in, and then it's back, like in the same exact place again. So it was like little shit like that. But apparently this happened like over essentially like a 15-year period, really.
Yeah, okay.
So it started like kind of, because I think like the last thing, like when they moved out, I think it was like 89 or something like that. But yeah, so one of the first things, like she kept hearing what she thought was her mother-in-law like calling her name. And then she was like, what the fuck are you talking about? I wasn't calling you. And then the mother-in-law started hearing what she thought was Jack and Janet in the other house, like, having these horrible fights and just, like, swearing up. And these are, like, super, super religious, like, Catholic people. So they were just, she's like, I have never heard such scandalous language, like, that kind of thing. She's like, she's like, bro, like, dude, my husband isn't even home right now, and, like, nobody is swearing, so, you know.
Yeah, who knows what she heard? She never did
keep
say.
Your, yeah. Well, that's the thing. It's, supposedly, and, like, whoever was in that, in Jack and Janet's side of the house, Janet was over there by herself, and she didn't hear anything. So when she went over there and talked to her mom, and her mom-in-law was like all huffy, like, I've never heard such language coming out of your mouth. Well, she's like, I wasn't saying anything, like, nobody's there but me. And so there was this whole thing, and so for a long time, like, her and her mother-in-law were like upset. But then it started getting to a point where they said the, like, all kind of like bad smells in their house, like the light over the kitchen table like busted and like cut one of their kids. One of their kids got like thrown off the balcony, like off the, or down the stairs or something, like levitated out of bed and like thrown down the stairs. They, Janet said she kept seeing like a apparition. She said it wasn't like a person. It looked like just like a black foggy thing that sort of like moved around, and it would go through the walls, like between their house and their parents' house.
Yeah.
And then the mom saw it too. And it's funny because just like in every episode of a haunting, the husband didn't see anything.
Yeah, he didn't believe her.
He's just crazy. Like, you've just been watching too many scary movies. I'm like, yeah, that explains me seeing like all this fucking crazy shit.
Yeah.
Well, because he was kind of a dick at the beginning, you know what I mean? Where he was just kind of like...
It.
Well, and even after the mother-in-law saw it too, and they were kind of like there, and like the men were just like, silly women. They just, they don't know anything. And they're just like, no, seriously, we both saw it. It was like really scary shit. And they're just like, they weren't having it. You know what I mean?
Silly fucking women.
And you said, if it was you, like if I came up to you and said, hey, I saw this, that, and the other thing.
I'd be interested.
You'd be into, well, and plus you would ask a lot more questions. You wouldn't be dismissive like that. I mean, even if you thought that I was losing my mind or I had a brain tumor or something like that.
That's what I said,
like, you would ask more questions to try to establish, like, what exactly was going on.
Right.
He didn't really seem, he was just like, oh, shut up. You know, I mean, he didn't say that, but he was just, like, really, really dismissive about the whole shit.
At least that's the way it was portrayed in the movie. I don't know if he was really in real life.
But in the movie. Like I said, that's always, like, more conflict, and you like that in your movies. So, but then, like, the one thing that convinces him, right, is that they're laying in bed, and she's laying on her pillow, And then she hears like that voice like whispering, like it's through coming out of her, like through the pillow.
Yeah.
Which, holy crap, I would shit myself if that happened.
Yeah.
But but you know what? So she like jumps up like, what the fuck? Like somebody's whispering and he's like, would you stop? It's like, what is this all about? Then she's like, no, just put your head right there and listen. And he does, and he doesn't hear anything for a second, but then he hears it. And then he's like, what the fuck? And she's like, I fucking told you. I told you.
And then it touches her leg, and she's like, put your leg here on top of my leg and watch. And it touched his leg. He's like, oh, yeah, I feel it. And that's what convinced him.
Did he even ever say that he was sorry for being like such a douche to her? Like,
not in the movie.
Not in the movie.
Right.
She was like,
he didn't have to. He's a man.
I've been telling you all this time.
He's a man, you know. A man, you know.
And I don't. And at that point, it had been going on for like years, and she thought that she was losing her mind because nobody saw the shit but her.
See, that's the weird thing that kind of that part of it. It was years. That's how long it was.
Yeah,
we know that. Okay.
Yeah. Well, because like I said, when they first moved there, that was 1974, and like little shit happened, and then she had twin girls.
You're right.
And then later on, like, you see stuff happening, but like the kids are like growing up.
It's kind of strange because at Mammoth Mountain, you know, fucking me and Red and Lois were convinced within hours. It didn't take years. Within hours, we were all on the same page of music. So, you know, I mean, it's a different case. Maybe the phenomenon manifests itself differently, different levels of fucking strength, but I think it's strange that people would be on different pages of music for years. You know what I mean?
Well, the thing about it, too, was that she was home all the time. Because I guess she was like a homemaker. And the kids were at school and he was at work. So I guess she was by. But I don't know. Like I said, I don't know. Or maybe there were things going on when he was home and he was just wrote it off. Like I said, he had the hammer thing happen to him. And he was just kind of like, oh, whatever. I must have just, you know, that's not supernatural. Which, yeah, that's plausible deniability. It could not be that. But I don't know.
Danny says that the on-screen television version was the best portrayal of Ed and Lorraine that he's seen. Maybe.
It's funny because the woman playing Lorraine Warren here, Diane Baker, I was like, hey, that's what's-her-name from Silence of the Lambs that played the kidnapped girl's mom. I recognized her immediately. And Silence of the Lambs came out the same year as this movie, which is crazy. Right. Zach
should have included their girlfriend, though. Their 16-year-old girlfriend. That would have been a lot better.
Well, yeah. They never put that in the movies,
they never put that in
the movies. You didn't see that in the Conjuring movies,
did you? Yeah, they had like a 16 or 17-year-old girlfriend that fucking lived with them.
Yeah.
You know, some weird shit.
Zach says, I might be misremembering, but doesn't the dad in this kind of look like a skinnier Dr. Phil? He does, actually.
Yeah.
That's Jeffrey DeMunn. He has been in a fuck ton of stuff. He was Dale on The Walking Dead. Remember that, like the first couple seasons? He was in The Hitcher. He was in the 1988 version of The Blob. He was in Shawshank Redemption. He was in Hollywoodland, The Mist. He's been in a fuck ton of stuff. But yeah, so I just thought that was funny that I can't remember, like, the guy playing Ed, they're not in it a lot, the Warrens. They kind of like, because what ended up happening was they had all this crazy shit happen. Mostly it was her seeing stuff. And then shit started happening. Like I said, when that whole thing happened with like the whispering pillow and the hand on the thigh and all that, like then suddenly they're all on the same page. And then like shit started going crazy. Like then they had like fucking TV coming on all bright and like fucking drawers going in and out and like lights breaking and all kind of crap like that. And I think they went to the church first, right? And the priest came over, or bishop, or not the bishop, whatever the fuck. And he came over for dinner, and he's like, oh, well, you know, I'm sure that's nothing. And it's like, you guys just need to come to marriage counseling. That's usually all this stuff is. And then he's like, well, I'll just bless the house, like, just to get them to shut up. And then, like, he goes upstairs and kind of has, like, a priest from Amityville moment. Like, nobody says, get out, or anything like that, but it freaks him out, and he gets all, like, he doesn't feel very well and shit like that.
Yeah, that's one of the things I did like about this TV movie, is that it was detailed.
Yeah.
It was detailed. They mentioned little details in it that a lot of other fucking shows would have probably passed on. Like, well, that's not that scary. We're not going to talk about, you know, what you heard in your fucking pillow. And we're not going to talk about this. And we're not going to leave this. You know, we want it. It's got to be big. You know, I mean, so it's, the way it's written and what it shows is very kind of academic. It's very much kind of like something Jenny would write fucking, and Steve Merrill would write together during one, you know, case that they covered or something like that. So I liked it. you know?
It's almost kind of like, like I said, it's almost like a reenactment.
Yeah, like a reenactment.
Like a haunting. It's like almost like documentary. It has like a little bit of like...
Kind of a documentary feel to it. So
like, it has like a narration because like I said, it covers a long time period. And there's times too where like they, after all this shit was happening and no one was really believing them and they were like, well, we need to get the fuck out of this house for a few days. So they decide to go camping and then they see like the weird like black shadowy thing has like followed them because I guess the ghost wanted to go camping too. But like when the Warrens finally come, because like I said, they have the priest and he comes and he's just kind of like, yeah, I'm getting the fuck out of here. And they're like, well, can you at least like get somebody to like exercise the shit or whatever y'all do? And he's like, yeah, I can't do that, so I can't get involved. So he just like puts the fuck out. And so then like she goes and does all this research and then she goes and finds the Warrens. I guess she went, I don't know if this is what really happened, but this is what was in the book, where she went to a lecture that they were giving locally and asked them to come help her, so they came to the house. And so Lorraine, like, walks around the house, and you know how she does, like, her psychic thing? And so she says that there's four ghosts in there. And she says that three of them are, like, no big or, like, not dangerous or anything, but then the other one, inevitably, is a demon. And the whole demon, and maybe this kind of explains why... at least in the context of the story, that that Janet was the only one seeing stuff because the demon was supposedly like trying to drive a wedge between everybody. So maybe they were just trying to think, oh, she's crazy, or they're trying to cause conflict or whatever. So she says, okay, there's a demon. And then they tried to get like a priest in there to exorcise them and they wouldn't do it. And then they get this one priest to come there and he stays for like two nights. And then he's like, yeah, I'm out. Like nothing happens. And he's like, well, I did all I could. I'm like, so you, well, you just sat on their couch for 2 days and ate food out of their fridge? And like, that's all you did? Okay, good job. And but nothing happened while he was there. But the thing about it was that when they were on the camping trip and the little like black cloudy ghost like followed them, when they were gone, apparently, their neighbors called the cops because they didn't know that the Smurls weren't home. And they said there was, like, fucking lights flashing and, like, fucking screaming and all this shit coming out. We thought the whole fucking family was being murdered in there. So they called the cops, and the cops came, and, like, they went in there, and there was no one home. So when the Smurl family came home, allegedly, like, their neighbors came up and said, what the fuck? Like, all this shit was going on in the house while you guys weren't even, like, we weren't even here. So... yeah, so that was kind of all, like, part of the story that they did. But so what they ended up doing, because they couldn't get the church to help them, was they said, well, we're going to go to the press, because maybe if we publicize this enough, it'll shame the church into, like, sending somebody to over here to exorcise the shit, right? So that's what they did, but then that kind of ended up biting them in the ass, because then they had, like, reporters, like, camping out on their fucking lawn, like, for ages. And, like, then kids would come by and make fun of everybody and, like, throw bricks through their windows and shit like that. So, and they ended up having to move in the end. And I think after they moved, they don't really go into this in the movie, but I think after they moved, I think the shit followed them, like, for a little while until they finally got somebody to come to do an exorcism or whatever. And then supposedly it stopped, but it supposedly did fall. And I don't know, did they bring up in the movie that they had four daughters, a couple of which were teenagers. So...
yeah, they brought that up.
Did they bring that up? Yeah. I thought they had.
Yeah. They showed them.
No, I mean, did they bring up that maybe that's what was causing...
yeah.
Nobody mentioned, like, poltergeist, though.
Yeah, they did.
Did they?
Yeah, because Lorraine Warren said, two of your daughters are just right, just passing puberty, which is a good energy source for these things. And she's talking about poltergeist.
Yeah, but they don't believe in those. They think that
she thought it was demons.
Ghosts. She thought it was three ghosts and a demon.
And a demon. Yeah, they're always going to say it's demons. But a lot of the stuff to me sounded like poltergeist activity. And you got all those kids probably in the same house, probably under stress, which could cause them poltergeist manifestations, which are from, you know, the unconscious of the mind, the id, the dark side. And they can imitate ghostly and demonic phenomena, but it's not what's doing it. It's the unconscious of those girls, subconscious, just like a character in one of your dreams. I mean, you can dream about a really nasty character that comes after you and tries to kill you and does all kinds of stuff, and from your point of view it's an outside force, but it's actually just another part of your mind. Imagine if that had psychic abilities when it came to, say, like telekinesis. You know, it would impersonate something out of your dreams and or out of your nightmares, and it would try to do stuff. That's what I believe, at least the poltergeist that we experienced at Mammoth Mountain was that, and back at Lois's house. It's just a dream character in your waking hours from your subconscious or your unconscious, and it has psychokinesis. That's what made the most sense to me.
Oh, and I forgot too that one of the early things that happened in this was like the toaster caught fire when it was unplugged.
Yeah, more poltergeist type phenomena.
Yeah, and that's
it. I don't believe. Okay, here's the thing. From day one, whenever we talked about the Warrens, I always say the Warrens were charlatans. But we have also, right alongside that, said that the Warrens were on some real cases. The Warrens did do some real cases, but they weren't what the Warrens thought they were. The Warrens made a lot of money off of fucking demonology. They're demonologists. Whenever something happens, what are they going to tell you? It's a demon. Because that's what they were. If they were parapsychologists, they would tell you something else. They were like, no, this is RSPK. This isn't a demon. It's a fake demon. It's doing things like a demon, but that's not what it is. That's what they would say if you were a parapsychologist. So just because we make fun of the Warrens doesn't mean that we're making fun of the cases that the Warrens were on. The Warrens also had a fucking reputation for exaggerating shit and blowing shit out of purpose because fucking Ed was a media whore. I mean, he was about the money. And he would do it. He would say or do whatever he had to do to get on fucking Geraldo or Sally Jesse. And
yeah, so they made a lot of money off the lecture circuit and stuff like that. So that was kind of their main source of income.
So if they had a real case that was, say, like a level 3 out of 10, oh, man, Ed was going to boost that up to a fucking 8 or a 9. Because it was about revenue, you know. And I think that they would probably also lie about cases that didn't exist. A case could be a 0 and they'll pump it up to a 3 or 4, try to make some money off that too. You know. But that's just the way they were.
Yeah, I mean, you know, they were trying to make a buck.
Trying to make a buck off a fucking paranormal phenomena. Get on television, sell books. Some people might say, well, that's what you and Jenny are doing. No, not really. No. Fucking Mammoth Mountain doesn't sell much. Her fucking true crime sells fucking way more than paranormal, you know? And fucking, the Mammoth Mountain book that she wrote was based upon what me and fucking my Aunt Lois and Red told her. And that happened a long time ago. If it was something we made up trying to make money, we would have made that up a long time ago. And you guys have seen those old photos. They're in the book. We took pictures of that shit back then, okay?
With your Polaroid.
With the Polaroid. With the fucking Instacamera Polaroid. A little fucking smiley face made out of fucking rolled up towels and shit on the bed. Just ridiculous shit. You'd never think of anything like that. You know, but because we just took pictures of what it did. And it did some weird shit.
Yeah, you know? I kind of feel like, I mean, this is probably one of the better known, I guess, like haunting or slash poltergeist cases. Probably because of all the raping.
Yeah. I gotta see this shit again.
It's just kind of like,
We gotta do this case. If we didn't do this case already, we need to do it again.
I'll look it up.
I don't think
we did this one. Because I can't remember. I don't think we did.
Yeah.
But we very well may have, like I said.
Did they do Geraldo and Sally Jesse and all that too? I wouldn't mind seeing those. Maybe I've
probably.
I'm gonna have to dig all that shit up.
I could, okay, that. You know, because there's so much like ghosty rapey stuff going on in this case that I confuse it with the other case, which I can't remember right now, where the guy said he got raped by a pig creature.
Yeah,
that's not the Smurls, I don't think. Is it?
I don't know. There was another.
I think
one.
That's a different case.
Maybe some of the audience might remember this one. There was one. I guess that was. This is before I went into the Army. So it must have been around 89.
The Snedekers. There you go.
The Snedekers. Yeah. The Snedekers was the pig one. The
That's
pig
right. Rape. The pig rape. Yeah.
That was that was actually A Haunting did a real good almost double.
I think
episode.
Paranormal Witness did one too. I think they both did one.
I'm not 100% sure the Snedekers were on the up and up. The neighbors didn't think so. And some people, I don't know. But some of the programs about the Snedekers sound very convincing. But then over the years, I've heard other things that kind of countered what was in those programs. So I don't really know what to think about it. But there was one that I remembered before I went into the Army, where they were on Geraldo Rivera. And it was a investigator who was trying to help a family of women. It was a whole house full of women and of different ages. And the women kept reporting that someone was grabbing them in the middle of the night. They saying lewd things to them out of the fucking air when they were taking a shower, when they fucking didn't have any clothes on. A couple of them, and they were like, some of them were like 10, 11, 12, the girls that lived in there. And some of the women were, you know, in their 20s and 30s. And they were all good-looking women from what I remember. Been a long time since I've seen it, that episode. And some people were kind of heckling them, like, oh, that's not happening. And then one of the women who was like in her 20s says, oh, no, I woke up in the middle of the night and saw a shadowy figure at the foot of the bed on his knees fucking masturbating. Yikes. Over her. Yeah, and they had some kind of a fucking sexual fucking ghost. And they questioned the investigator, and he's like, yeah, well, I know who it is. You know, and this, what do you mean who it is? It's based on the description that these women have given me. What they're talking about is the old owner of the building. You know, it's him.
It was a super perv.
It was a guy who died. He's still, and I think he was like a, he was an owner and superintendent of a small, like, apartment complex. Not really, more like condominiums, like three or four condominiums connected.
You know, so how come fuckers like that get to be ghosts? After all, that you have this amazing thing. Wow, I died and I'm still around. I think I'm just going to like wander around and jerk off like, in front of 12-year-old girls.
Right, and then like...
do better.
And they're like, yeah, I know it is based on the description. And he had a history of being a sexual offender. That's... If I remember correctly, that's what...
And he just carried that shit on after death.
Carried that shit off into the afterlife. Yeah. Which, at the time... I was young at that time, probably about 20, 19. I was like, man, that's fucking some creepy shit. Because I'd already seen Poltergeist myself, me and Lois and Red. So I was like, to me, that was just like plausible. It's like, yeah, something like that might happen. Dude could die and his pervy ass fucking floating around, exteriorized like a fucking, you know, in the fucking cosmic ghost and shit, jerking off over women, watching them. You know what I mean?
I mean, it's bad. Like, God damn it. Like, fucking creepers are bad enough when they're alive. And then, like, after they're dead, they can just go through the walls and watch you while you're on the toilet and shit like that.
Grabbing them underage women by the booty when they're walking by and shit. Just cupping it like that. Abusing it. You know what I'm talking about? Fucking leave it alone.
That's fucked up.
Yeah.
Yeah, come on.
But I could see a demonic kind of sick motherfucker in the afterlife doing that. I could imagine it. I don't know if it's real.
I read a short story.
But, you know, if any of you guys remember that, I think it was Geraldo Rivera. I think that was the show. I was never able to find it again or look for it, but I don't know the name of the case.
Yeah, I don't remember, I don't remember that one specifically. I remember some other cases that were, like, all women or, like, a house full of women, but I don't remember any of them specifically.
It was either Geraldo or Montel. It might have been Montel, but I think it was Geraldo. Although Montel didn't have much room to talk. Montel was a poon hound, too. I don't know if y'all know that. Fucking Montel always had two or three girlfriends at once. Montel was a fucking player. Although, I guess back in those days, if you could be a player, then that's a. It's not like he was going after anybody underage, but they just say Montel was a beast.
I mean, as long as everybody knew about everybody and nobody was.
Yeah. I liked Montel. I liked Montel. I thought Montel was cool. Fellow bald man.
What's up, fellow bald man?
Yeah, right, yeah.
Zach says, I just tried looking for that case and found an article titled Mind That Ectoplasm, A Short Popular History of Masturbating Ghosts.
Okay, so he found it?
Okay, well, I don't know. He found an article called that, so I'm going to have to go read that now, you realize.
Yeah. It was the superintendent of, like, a condominium.
My interest is
who supposedly died, and he's beating off on all the women. Perv. pervy ghost.
Like, was anything coming out? Was it ectoplasm?
No,
or was
she
it just like pretend?
No, from what I remember, she just woke up.
I mean, that's a gross
and
question.
Saw a dude at the foot of the bed on his fucking knees, fucking just furiously fucking just beating off and shit. She could hear him fucking grunting and groaning. And then when she screamed, he vanished. That's the way I remember it. Yeah.
Ghostbuster nuts.
Yeah, and it was grabbing her. It was just a house full of women. It was grabbing her titties and fucking molesting them in the fucking bathroom and shit.
Now, I remember fucking, some cases that they covered on
the
a haunting.
Yeah.
Where, like, some ghost would, like, grab their boobs or something
yeah.
like that.
He
I
was
do
doing
remember
that.
Stuff like that.
Grabbing them by the
But
boobs
I don't remember.
And,
I don't remember the full
while they were taking
mass,
a shower and stuff
shit.
And fucking. They'd be taking a shower and it would fucking whisper something into their ear out of nowhere, you know.
Man, that sucks. You can't yeah. even, like, you can't even mace a fucker like that.
No.
He's all...
Invisible fucking perv.
Invisible.
And he was like a dude in his 60s and shit when he was
of
alive.
Of course he
yeah,
was.
60s motherfucking...
Creepy old ghost
Yeah, creepy
man.
Old man.
God damn it. But yeah, I mean...
Oh, fucking perv ghost.
Perv ghost.
Yeah.
Well, this ghost in this case was a perv, too.
Yeah.
Well, or a demon, or whatever the fuck it was.
Yeah.
I don't really know. Like I said, they didn't really go into the... I think... I don't know if all of the girls... But I kind of got the feeling, like, from the details about the case, that the dad wasn't the only one that got molested by the
yeah.
demon. That the demon was just...
Zach's putting all this on me. It's not my fault, Zach. Look, I went to the biker bar today. I had been drinking a little bit. It was only two drinks, and then they gave me some free ones and shit.
How many free ones?
Two free ones. They're shots.
17.
No, two shots. It was nothing but just a bunch of old biker women trying to get me to go up on a fucking pole and dance and shit.
Did you?
No, but I went up there and dropped trowel and shit a little bit, but I didn't pull my underwear off. I was just fucking handing it. She's going, yeah. And they're going, yeah. And
did I got
free
really?
Drinks. Yeah,
like,
yeah.
That sounds like some shit.
Well, I got my good underwear on. So
you got your good
underwear. So I was like, yeah, maybe. And then they gave me some free drinks and shit. Okay. I said, y'all, take your shirt off. Yeah. Let me see your titties. And I said, no. Yeah, biker women are funny.
Tom's yeah. getting objectified.
Yeah, that's what I said, stop being sexist. And they start laughing. And they're going, and they were like, well, all these girls take their tops off for all these fucking pervy ass men.
Right.
Now it's your turn.
Exactly.
So it's just entertaining.
Yeah,
yeah, entertaining.
That's what I mean.
Yeah, it's entertaining.
Turnabout's fair play.
Yeah, I understood it. I understood it.
Yes. Oh, God, I just tried looking for that phrase and now I have to delete my history.
Yeah. Yeah.
I'm not proud. I'm going to look it up.
Yeah.
I'm going to end up on a list somewhere. Yeah, probably. Let's see. Oh, they're talking about... Oh, how they wish Grace Zabriskie had played Lorraine Warren at some point. That would have been fantastic. I still haven't watched Twin Peaks The Return. I have it. I bought it. I have all of the Twin Peaks, 1, 2, and 3, all in one big box set.
Yeah.
And I still haven't sat down to watch it yet because I suck, apparently. I just haven't had time to do it.
Danny says, a haunting in Connecticut case is scary as fuck. Old haunted funeral home.
Yeah.
Yeah. Yeah. That first couple seasons of A Haunting, Jenny bought me pretty much every fucking season.
I think I bought you every, like,
almost
1 through 7?
There's more of them out there. But the thing is that I gotta go back and see what we have and see how much they want for other seasons. Because that series got purchased by other companies and it kind of went downhill over time.
It did.
But the first fucking like 6 or 7 seasons are really good on The Haunting. The first two are the best. And fucking Haunting in Connecticut is one of them. And The Haunting of Summerwind, that was a good one too. I think that was episode 1, wasn't it? Haunting of Summerwind.
No, I think A Haunting in Georgia was the first one. Or A Haunting in Connecticut, I can't remember.
Yeah.
Because I think that was the pilot.
Right.
The one about Mr. Gordy, like
yeah,
Haunting in
Georgia.
Georgia.
Yeah, that was a good one, too.
That might have been one of the first ones.
Haunting in Summerwind, Haunting in Connecticut were some of the two of the best
Yeah,
episodes.
I think I bought you the first 4 seasons or 5 seasons, like, in one box
in
set.
In one box, yeah.
Because they used to sell them on DVD, like, on box set. And then they started selling them, like, separately.
Per
so I think
season.
I bought you, like,
yeah.
6 and 7, maybe. And
you
then,
can put those things on. They're very relaxing to watch.
Yeah, we used to just... We've seen, like, the first few
yeah.
seasons, like, lots and lots of times.
I'm
like,
going to look
shows.
Up and see what's out there. Maybe I'll get another season of that shit and see if it's any good. Because every one that I own is good. Every season we have is good. I don't know what the other seasons are like, though.
You might be able to watch them on streaming too, because I think that one of the streaming services has them. I think for free, maybe Hulu.
See them for free, maybe first
something like that, and see if they're any good. Yeah, Danny Rowling says the later episodes seemed made up to me. Yeah. They got more and more like outlandish. Well, yeah. I think it was because probably they were running out of cases,
so they had to fucking dig deep.
So they had to like really dig deep, and you were kind of getting across people. It's like, hey, I got a story. You know what I mean? So I maybe think that it went. Witch covens and werewolves.
But like the first
like
five episodes, first five seasons, or five or six seasons were good, real good.
Yeah, I liked them a lot. And you know, like I said, I think I put it in the poll a couple times, but it hasn't won yet. But I think we should do like another.
Yeah, we should go back to.
We should go back to doing. We haven't done one in a long time. I can't remember. Did we do that one that was called The Diabolical?
We should do The Diabolical. That's one little kid, right? I think we did Diabolical.
I can't remember if we did.
That's the one with the little kids, just fucking with man, right?
No, that's Demon Child.
Demon Child. We did that one. We did Demon Child.
Because that's one of my favorite episodes, because that fucking kid. Man, said I could.
Did we ever do the one with my friend in it? From fucking Deltona?
Yeah.
We did that one.
Yeah, Haunting in Florida.
Yeah.
Yeah, we've totally done that one.
Okay.
And we did the Bobby Mackey one.
Bobby Mackey, yeah.
We did, because I wanted, the thing about it is that sometimes, if they don't give you enough details, or if they've changed the names, or the stuff that happened enough in the episode, you can't find any other sources for that haunting. So it's like, you kind of have to pick ones that are slightly better known cases, you know, like the Snedeker case or whatever, because otherwise you're not going to be able to like find any other sources.
Another good one was The Apartment. Remember that one?
Yeah.
Another good one was the one where the guy had the fucking demon in the hole behind the damn
house. Now, we did do a show on that one because I'm pretty sure that was the one.
That came up. Right, yeah.
Well, because that was the one with the guy that murdered the guy and then tried to say he was possessed by a demon.
That's right.
The Devil Made Me Do It case.
We did that one.
Yeah, because that actually like ended up with a real murder and he was trying to like argue demon possession.
Right.
You know what I mean?
There's a bunch on the Haunting series that we could do.
Yeah, I know. Which is the one that I remembered was The Diabolical, because you always used to...
Yeah, The Diabolical.
Because you always used to do that all the time.
Oh, another good one was I think we did a show on it, though. The family that went to Taiwan or Thailand.
Yeah.
I don't know if we did that one. I think we did.
I think we did, yeah. Hungry Ghosts. Yeah. We did
Hungry Ghosts. That was a good one.
All the big main episodes that I could find other sources on, I think we've done. But so we need to go down to like the next tier, because sometimes the titles of the episodes are like kind of generic. So it's like sometimes when I go through the episode list, I'm just like, wait, which one was that again? But then like when I watch it, I remember. Yeah.
If y'all don't know what we're talking about, in the early shows, we would do reviews of a series that was out a long time ago called A Haunting. And the first five or six seasons of A Haunting is really good. If you guys have never seen them, go see them. You can probably get them for free or through Hulu or whatever.
I'm pretty sure they might be on a streaming service.
If you've never seen a Haunting series,
maybe they're on Tubi or something.
Start with season one and go through A Haunting. They were really well done. They were even better than a lot of horror movies. They were better than like some of the old classic horror movies like Amityville Horror. They were better than that. And they were television series. And I liked Amityville.
You know? Yeah, I did too.
But you put the movie Amityville Horror up against some of those Haunting episodes. No, the Haunting episodes were better.
You know? Yeah, some of them were actually like really creepy.
Yeah. Yeah, and based on cases that evidently were things that happened. Some of them I think might be a little bit more credible than others. Depends on the actual case. But it doesn't matter. It was just a company trying to bring you that case in an entertaining format.
Yeah.
Sometimes you can look in deeper into that case, and it's like, well, it didn't exactly happen that way. They never really show you the evidence that they had. Like, you know, they'll talk about photos that were taken, and they'll show you a fake photo of what was taken. Not the real photo. You look at the real photo, and you go, it's probably a piece of dust in front of the fucking flash.
Yeah, that was one thing that was slightly better about Paranormal Witness when it came out, was that they actually used, like, the real
evidence.
Real photographs and real footage if they had it. I mean, they did, you know, reenactment, too, but...
But when it came to pure entertainment, you wanted to watch A Haunting. The Haunting had
I just
better entertainment.
I just really kind of liked the theme song and just the whole vibe of it. It was just like really.
And I think those started like in 2006. I think it was 2006, 2007, something like that.
And it was on like for a long time.
And then all these other channels tried to copy it, like fucking Ghost Pet or fucking.
I'd watch Ghost Pet.
Because the Animal Channel had to have their own fucking ghost stories and fucking bullshit like that. Where they're barely shoehorning a dog into the story to justify its existence on fucking.
And the title of the show didn't even have anything to do with animals. No. It was just called like.
It was just Haunted like Dogs of the Ghost Pet. Like, what? And then you're like, wait a minute, we're talking about Amityville? Yeah, they had a dog, don't you remember? Oh, yeah, yeah, yeah.
Yeah, and the dog one time, like, barked at a corner where
That's right. I would say you want to watch Paranormal Witness or A Haunting. Those two series were the best in recent history.
Danny Rowling says the Lakeshore Club episode was good. Yeah,
yeah, I remember that one, too. It sounds familiar, Lakeshore Club.
And then, oh, Danny Rowling said, oh, I didn't know this, actually. He said, there's a made-for-TV movie on the Devil Made Me Do It case.
I don't know.
That we were just talking about with the Well to Hell thing.
Yeah.
Starring Kevin Bacon from the 80s. Also free on YouTube.
What's the name of it?
I don't know.
Yeah, tell us the name. We'll check it out.
I'll look it up, because, Because, like I said, that was a case that they talked about on A Haunting, but that was a real, like, the Warrens were involved in that one, too, I think.
Yeah.
But that was supposedly, the guy, like, murdered a dude, like, later on and said, oh, like, he was trying to argue demon possession, like, to wangle his way out of it.
Yeah.
But is it reconnecting? It still says green, but I got the little OBS thing that said it's disconnected. Okay, it says it reconnected. Okay. Is it all right?
I don't know. I was shutting it down, so I don't know.
Oh, okay.
Probably okay.
I think it's okay. Yeah. I think we had a little blip there for a second, but yeah. Right. So we're going to wrap it up. Thanks for dropping by today. Thanks for the recommendation for this movie, because I don't think we would have watched it otherwise.
Nah, like well,
I
said, you've known about
I've seen it before, but it was a long time ago, and I'd kind of forgotten about it. So tomorrow's Wednesday, and that's going to be our main show. It's going to be episode 303. And we're going to be talking about Mata Hari, which I think will be like a really interesting show. She was a very interesting woman, you know, kind of maybe a spy in the during World War One, or maybe not. We'll see how that goes. But yeah, so we'll see you guys again tomorrow evening. Thanks for dropping by. Have a good rest of your day. See you later.